The Anther Geek, reporting live from the campus of Fresno State. Here again, we find ourselves, I find myself, caught between. I'd love to write a long blog posting about the course that I've been teaching with my colleague, the Anther Guy, Hank, but I'm always too busy now that I have twins at home. Only 2 months old and just consuming all of my time and diapers and etc. Anyway, the course. Our core course is called ethnography, and we've been deeply working on a big project studying, well, you could call it studying IT use on campus. What's interesting about this study is I really believe that for the first time, we've been doing grounded theory in a good way, or there's no standard way to do grounded theory, I guess. So I could say this is it's not novel either. All right, let me just keep it simple. I believe this is the first time I've done serious grounded theory as a group. Working on these data sets. And Hank and I were just talking about that, both admonishing each other that we haven't been blogging about this because the study itself is interesting and the data we're generating is interesting. But most interesting, at least to me, is the process. The process through which we have made observations of students and their use of technology on campus, and then turning those raw data into indexes, and then from indexes into pattern codes, if we think of Miles and Huberman, and then from there, reassessing the process to see if the pattern code is as legitimate as we thought it would be, trying to make taxonomies, as it were, of the observations, primarily the indices that we've been generating. It's all an extremely productive process involving 15 of our students and myself and my colleague every Tuesday night from 6 to 9 p.m. On top of which, of course, there's a lot of observation going on, and note-taking, and note-slamming. But here's my first attempt to try to start a record of this most productive process. You will hear more from me, hopefully, in the future. The Anther Geek, out.